This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm just going through a list of things that are problems today. For example, the Middle East has a problem, right? We know that. The lawyers that work for the city and state, your city, your state, seem to have something in common. I saw a review of hundreds and hundreds of court documents as I was watching a rather weird TV program late last night before I went off to bed. I saw this story that suggests, I'm only drawing a subtle conclusion here, my friends, but it seems that city attorneys in cities like Baltimore, Spokane, and many places in between are guilty of hiding or delaying evidence of police misconduct in their cities and towns. I find that shocking. Don't you?
Shocking.
That lawyers, city lawyers, would hide from public scrutiny things that were bad about the police when they are guilty of doing wrong things, bad things. So, food for thought. Everybody says, well, not everybody, too many people think I have a bad attitude toward the police. Really. I have a bad attitude toward people who cheat, who are crooked, who lie, who steal. And in some circumstances, they have public sector jobs. Some people in the private sector are crooks, thieves, and miserable miscreants. Oh, they're everywhere. So that's the latest today on the LGBT law in North Carolina. Legislators there say the provision which directs transgender people to use public restrooms that correspond with the sex of their birth certificates will not be revised. So, what does that mean? Okay, when you hear that, Victoria, what first comes into your mind? The legislators say the provision which directs transgender people to use the can that corresponds with their sex of birth is not going to be changed so that it accommodates their sex of whatever they are now. Not going to change it. Okay, so how much business are you going to lose, and how are you going to like that? And will it make a difference? People are so steeped in their own, ignorance is probably a little bit too strong, but their set standards because they don't understand, they don't see. And people can say that about me. Well, you don't understand how we think. Yep, you're right about that. I don't understand what your problem is. You can say, you don't understand me, I don't understand you, so we agree to disagree. That's all. And whether this is a big deal, see, I don't really see this as a big deal one way or another. They can make it. Well, you figure out how to. It's become a symbol of progress or lack thereof. That's what I think it is, as far as the public is concerned. So here's another layer of that. Listen to this. Last night, I went to a public hearing in town that affected me and my farmer friends. And afterwards, the local state rep, who's a wonderful guy, been very helpful. One of the great public servants that I experience, and I'm so happy. We have good local selectmen, public servants. We have really a pretty good system here. Anyway, so this guy says, yesterday the House of Representatives in Massachusetts on Beacon Hill voted on a law which will require dentists to have 3 showers in their offices from now on. I've never seen a shower in a dentist's office I've been into.
What?
Never mind 3. So you're going to have, listen to this. Listen to this thinking. The requirement is that you have a shower for the men who might be coming for treatment in your office, for women, for the same reason, and for transgender people.
Why are you showering at the dentist's office?
Because there aren't even showers in gynecologist's office.
The law now suggests that if there is blood from a procedure that involves your teeth, that you are supposed to shower, whether it's the dentist or the person involved in the procedure, after the procedure. Any blood comes out of your mouth, gets on their hands, gets on their body, gets on anything, you need to have a shower.
But Kara just brings up an excellent point.
Gynecologist offices don't have that. I'm telling you, this is something that is the craziest. You know, I live in the two craziest states in this country.
Massachusetts
and California are the craziest nuts. Requiring a shower. Now, you know what's going to... You just said this, what you just said about the gynecologist, Kara. That's going to be the next thing. You go to the doctor's office, gynecologist, whatever it is. The state, I can smell it coming. And what he said, this guy is so practical, he said, we've got these people that are installed in the state house as a corner room. And this is the think tank. And they sit there all day, every day, thinking up things to do or to change or ideas that they can have some influence on, so that when the legacy of this particular administration goes down, they can say, wow, look at this. We made three bathrooms, three showers required in dentist's office a part of the law.
But I can't understand if this is something that people have actually requested or if this is something the lawmakers have decided to do. Because I don't know anyone, even like I said, at the gynecologist office where sometimes I feel like I would like to take a shower afterwards. I don't want to do it at the doctor's office. Like generally you go to the doctor and then you want to go home afterwards. So I would want to, who would want to take a shower there? I would want to get out as quick as possible.
My question is, who on this committee or think tank has it out for dentists? Because there's something else tomorrow going on here. I mean, right? I mean, this is there some
every,
sort of...
Every dentist that is a... well, it depends on whether you have a concierge practice or not. You know, more and more people, whether it's dentistry or regular doctoral stuff, regular physicians, they have now the development of concierge practices because the doctors don't want to take insurance. And far fewer dentists take insurance than do doctors. So this is going to create mayhem. Plus, most of the offices aren't big enough. So what do you have to do? You got to go to a new office? This is going to create an... blank storm begins with an S and there's an H and a T in it and there's an I somewhere in there. Storm of carterers who put people out of business. This is the impractical.
Is this all across Massachusetts?
Apparently. That's what the vote is.
So all of Massachusetts prepare to have bad teeth because that's what's coming next.
what he said to me is that there were so many people that were outraged about this, he didn't think it was going to pass, even as crazy as some of those legislators are. He didn't think it would pass. But the fact that somebody came up with the idea.
That's crazy.
And now the fact that I said it on the air, who is listening to this is going to say, hey, that's a pretty good idea, Fred. Let's go see if we can do that here. Three toilets, three showers in every dentist's office. You've got to be nuts. 14 past the hour.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending. Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting buggy riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Hey, we love Burger King grilled dogs. They're made with 100% beef, and they're 100%. They're so good, they make us want to sing like...
I can't believe it. Burger King made a grilled dog. Made with 100% beef. Same grilled anytime you want.
This July 4th weekend, put down the tongs, step away from the grill, and get to Burger King to try a grilled dog for just a dollar. Ask for the dollar grilled dog deal and get a classic grilled dog for a dollar. Only at Burger King. At participating restaurants on July 2nd and 3rd, limit 5 per transaction while supplies last.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
I'm going ahead on the air, or you're talking to me? Okay. Well, let's see if we can continue this experiment in terror. 16 past the hour with Victoria. Jennifer's hanging around someplace. So we were just talking about blood, and I saw this, and I thought, well, isn't this just fine? Vince Vaughn's stepfather, the actor Vince Vaughn, has been found liable for misleading a certain group of investors that he found into investing in a goat's blood-derived miracle drug. Goat's blood miracle. Now, you chuckle about that, but there are a lot of things. I have some people that work for me on the farm who used to work for a company called GTC. GTC is an offshoot of Genzyme, which is a drug manufacturer. They have, for years, been experimenting with goats and rabbits with a particular idea for a drug that I think treats Parkinson's. I don't remember what, but these people have spent hundreds of millions of dollars trying to, because that's the kind of dough that there is in these drugs. If you find, imagine finding something that would slow down the progression of Parkinson's.
That would be incredible. Would be, yeah.
So here comes, and there's all kinds of scams that are associated with things like this. So he says, we're working on a cure for Parkinson's, and it involves goat's blood. Okay, so you know, you're going to listen to any of these things that have to do with longevity, life being healthier, that sort of thing. So this guy, his name is Stephen Ferroni, is married to Shay Vaughn, who is Vince Vaughn's mother. Now, I don't see guilt by association. We may not even know this story if it hadn't been for the fact that he was Vince Vaughn's stepfather. He's CEO of Immunisyn, which claimed that its wonder drug derived from goat's blood would be able to cure HIV as well. Claimed the drug was on track to receive approval for widespread use on patients by July. In fact, it had twice been barred for use in clinical trials because it's so dangerous. They made false claims to boost the stock price. The company had $20 million worth of investors. You can kiss it all goodbye. So now this guy is in trouble. He's going to have to, not only is he probably going to go to jail, he's got to pay back all the investors and will be banned from being able to hold a position like that when he gets out of the slammer. So, I mean, think about it for a second. Think about how many of these things, look at how many drugs. I mean, if you don't have to go any further than your television set, I've said this any number of times. You can watch a mature television show. Every single spot break has at least one drug commercial in it, right?
All drug commercials, yeah.
Yeah, right. Tell your doctor that you want this. Hey, the doctor's getting a piece of it. They're finding any way they can to make money because the government health care plan has screwed them up so much, they'll do anything to make a few bucks. So that's what you're confronted with. Food for thought. That's always what we have here. Food for thought. It's 20 minutes past the hour.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4000.
looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so.
Yes, I do.
Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will.
Well, here we are in the lovely romantic stables at the Doug Steffen Farm. That was an overview of some of the biggest stars in the world of music and a list of what they played or what they wanted to hear for the wedding dance when they got married. And so Elvis married Priscilla Presley in 1967, and he chose his own song, Love Me Tender, to sing to her as they danced the first dance, which I find kind of romantic. And by the way, just as an aside, I was talking off the air, Scotty Moore, who was Elvis's guitarist and the guitarist on this song, passed away yesterday. It's my feeling that Elvis's success, not all of it, but in part, was due to two things beside Elvis. One of them was Scotty Moore, and the other was the Jordanaires. Without those two components, I don't think Elvis would have been able to get as fast as far as he did. But that's not the focus here. We're putting together some of the music business's biggest stars and what they chose for their first wedding dance. So Love Me Tender, Elvis and Priscilla. When Jay-Z and Beyonce got married, they chose Crazy in Love, which is the first song they ever collaborated on. Here it is. Ever been crazy in love, Victoria?
Yeah. In the beginning? Now? Yeah.
Well, at the beginning, it is.
Yeah.
I was told once a few years ago that, quote, I am crazy in love with you. I'd never heard that before in my life. It sort of melted me in terms of how I felt about that person, and still do. But that term is something I never heard before, especially applied to me, because I think to that point I didn't think I was worth being loved.
Aww.
Yeah. So, Jay-Z and Beyonce, and they're still... How are they doing, by the way? Are they okay?
It seems like they're better than ever. It seems like they went through a hard patch, and they seem better than ever.
All right, we're going through music that was in the first Wedding Dance of Stars, Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman. Chose the Etta James song, At Last.
I still get chills every time I hear this.
Oh, fabulous voice.
My lonely days are over.
Voice like that. People talk about Beyonce and how great she is.
And life is life.
I think the closest anybody comes to her today is Adele, frankly. In the way that strength of
in a tone, yes.
Whitney Houston had it as well. All right, let's see here. Kanye West, the Jackass, and Kim Kardashian... had a couple of Otis Redding songs. This is a great song, actually.
This is such a good song.
Yeah.
You would never have thought that Kim and Kanye would choose Otis Redding.
Right. All right. Paul McCartney and the most recent marriage, Nancy Chevelle, he wrote an original song just for her called My Valentine. He's very...
She said that someday soon the sun was gonna shine.
Fabulous, too.
And she was right. This love of mine.
It's nothing but classics.
My Valentine.
28 past the hour, an interesting review of music here.
As days and...
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Meow, meow, meow. You ever hear your cat meow? You ever notice that cats really meow to other cats? It's generally a sound left for us. Cats don't have only one generic meow. In fact, if you pay a lot of attention, you will discover that your cat will make different sounds for food or attention or boredom or if he's not feeling well or if, let's say, he wants to go outside, even though I recommend you keep them indoors. Cats are highly intelligent creatures. They're trying to teach us what they want. If you're only observant, you'll pick up on it. It's also interesting to note that, as I said, cats rarely meow to one another. Here's what I do. When I bring a new pet into my household, whether it be a dog or a cat, usually I bring out that tape recorder and I tape record the different sounds that they make. And I listen to those sounds. And over a period of time, I actually have a great way, a positive way of communicating with my pets because I always know what their meows or their barks mean. So take out that tape recorder, tape those meows, and you'll have a better discussion with your best friend. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com, and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Doug, Victoria, Kara, and somewhere is Jennifer. How do you do? How are things? This is a big day. We have a television report coming up in a matter of moments. Sorry for calling you crazy. Earlier this week, IKEA issued a voluntary recall of 29 million dressers and chests because they tip over when they're not anchored to the wall. Wouldn't you have thought somebody and IKEA would have figured this out before toddlers who have been, I thought it was three, but now I'm looking at one report, it says six.
Six total, I think, since the 90s or something.
The dresser falls over, for God's sake. And IKEA says, not our fault. Huh? He says, what I want to know, and I don't know the answer to this, so we can take a shot at him, but maybe that's not fair. Do the directions say that this item must be attached to the wall? And do they give you the screws and the pieces of material that would be attached to the dresser, and then you screw into the wall. If, in fact, it says that in the directions, they're off the hook. They've done what they ought to do. It's the stupid people who put the thing up. Don't look at the directions. And I would listen, people laugh at me all the time. I'm always putting things together and forget the directions. The directions are the first thing that gets thrown out. Then you try to figure out how to do it. So you're not going to hear me criticizing people.
Well, you may.
Well, IKEA directions. I'm guessing, Doug, you've never put anything together from IKEA?
I have not. No, I've never bought anything. IKEA doesn't serve my...
Right.
It's not my wheelhouse, as they say. It doesn't do anything. Their furniture does nothing for me.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, apartment living, dorm living, you know.
Right.
I have one of these dressers that has fallen over.
Really?
IKEA come... The instructions are sort of infamous for breaking up couples. Because
really?
There are no words. There are just pictures. Of and symbols of things.
Really?
And it's notoriously difficult to put IKEA furniture together. So by the time you get the dresser put together, and then you have the little strappy thing that does come with it, and that you're supposed to attach to the wall and then attach to the back of the dresser, by the time you get to the point, if your relationship is still intact, the last thing you're thinking of is stapling the thing to the wall. That's the last thing.
So how is it that they are so successful as a company if their stuff is so hard to put together? I mean, you see IKEA stores everywhere.
Well,
all over the place.
It is inexpensive. It's inexpensive. It's stylish. It's modern. The dresser that I have in my bedroom from IKEA, one of these Malm dressers, it's a three-drawer dresser. Yeah. I've had it for 4 years, and it's as sturdy as anything you'd buy in, you know, Raymour and Flanagan or any other big chain store. It's put together properly.
Knowing me, you won't be surprised if I tell you I'm thinking about 1, 2, 3, 4 dressers that I've had for 35, 40. One of the dressers I have now I had when I was a kid. So maybe that tells you something about how things are made now versus how they used to be made.
Right.
Just
well,
it's
made to be, you know, temporary.
Thrown away. Everything is throwaway. All right, use it for years. Out. Junk. Thrown away. Next. New. And that's part of the problem we're having with recycling and with getting rid of things that are no good, that are, you know, they have no life to them, really.
Yeah.
No life at all.
A lot of clothing stores, H&M especially, almost disposable clothing.
Everything is disposable. Throw it away.
Yep.
Relationships disposable, throw them away. Cars are just, they are. People say, look at the divorces. And people say, okay, this is my first. I'll keep trying till I get it right. Okay. So CNN today is its usual disgusting array of blood and scenes from the airport. And now the headline is, how safe is your airport? Attacks reopen security debate. And reopen them for me. What security debate? Airports are not safe. They're big buildings. There are thousands of people in any going to any airport. I'm most often in the Boston airport and the Los Angeles airport. And there are thousands, tens of, at LAX at any one point in time, tens of thousands of people in that horseshoe going around to get into any one of the terminals. Boston a little more spread out, but there are certainly thousands, if not tens of thousands, depending on the time of day. And you can say the same for New York, JFK, Newark. You can say the same for Detroit. You can go any major city, go to the airports, and it's like, hello, a Target. Here we are. Send in the bombs. And so the TSA has their usual theater that's aimed at individuals, but you don't have to go through the TSA line till you're ready to go down to the plane. Meanwhile, look at all the buses, all the cars, and the airports always have big parking garages, right? Perfect. What a Target. Let's go. And so this will be all day on CNN. How safe is your airport? So we can scare the hell out of everybody just before the busiest travel season. It's like these people are suicidal. Hello, have you looked at your sponsor list? Airports, car dealerships, car rental companies, gasoline sale. Not that I would be influenced by what my advertisers do, but it's so silly because all it does is instill fear in you. And I'm not sure that even the IKEA thing doesn't do that. I don't get the fear-based thinking there. If you have an IKEA dresser, I'm going to bet that it has in the directions a picture, if we believe, and I have no reason not to believe Victoria in that experience. So there's a picture. It says, or it shows in the picture something in the box that has a number on it, and it shows that that thing is affixed to the wall, right? That's
it's
how they
do
it.
A little cloth strap. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Whatever.
That no one uses.
Well, okay, so there you go.
Yep.
And now they're going to take a shot at IKEA. All right, here's another one. You ready for this one?
Ready.
There are 7 Middle Eastern refugees who have been diagnosed with TB that are now in a resettlement area in Idaho. Idaho Department of Health and Welfare confirms that 7 people arriving from the Middle East as refugees, and what in the name of God they're doing in Idaho is beyond me. Yep, I'm here from Libya, and I want to go to Idaho. Huh?
I don't think that was their choice.
You want to go to Idaho.
Yeah.
Okay, so they brought with them tuberculosis. And now, as it turns out, now somebody says, wait a minute, there are these strange reports from Louisiana and Florida and Colorado and Indiana and Kentucky and North Dakota. All of these places are where many refugees are coming from Syria. And guess what? There are 21 cases of TB in Louisiana. There are 11 cases of TB in Florida, 10 in Colorado, 4 in Kentucky, 4 in Indiana, and 9 in North Dakota. Okay, this is really smart stuff.
I know everyone gets a TB vaccine, right? When
they don't get it in the Middle East.
No, I know, but what's the cure for it?
Is TB?
There a cure? Yeah.
I do not have an answer to that. TB was
there is a
more
cure,
or less
I'm assuming, right?
Wiped out. Well, but TB was a big problem 100, 150 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The West, the dryness, whatever it is that caused it. I'm not sure what caused it, but I know that it's they get into your lungs. You can say cystic fibrosis is an outgrowth of that sort of thing. But when you heard the diagnosis, like people being told you've got cancer, when you heard that you had tuberculosis, you shuddered because it was bad news. And so now it's very contagious, whereas cancer is not. Tuberculosis is extremely contagious. So we got 7 states in our country where we're sending refugees from Syria and they have tuberculosis. Are we nuts?
Are we not inoculating anybody? I mean, I don't...
When they come in?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think? You talk about vaccines. If there's any place to use vaccines,
right,
it's on these galoots that are coming in from places we don't even know where they come from, what they've been exposed to. Take a needle and shove it in their arm as far as it'll go. And just keep sending, hit this one, hit that one, give them this vaccine, that vaccine. Why would you want to take a chance? You want to come here? Great. This is what you got to do. Take your shirt off or your pants, and we're going to give you as much inoculation as possible. Bing, bang, boom. But nah, we're not smart enough to do that.
Mm. Well, hopefully it can be easily cured with some high dose of antibiotics
TB?
Now. Yeah.
No, well, I think we got... remind me to ask tomorrow Dr. Ken what the story is of that. But I don't know, frankly. I don't have the answer to that.
Yeah.
What I do have the answer for is the question, what's on TV tonight? You'll get the answer in a moment here. On this program, this program has that information up next.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting, buggy riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
If you could have all day energy or support healthy blood pressure level, which would you choose? I drink Super Beats every day, so I don't have to choose. I know it works for my health, so I had Super Beats guarantee a free bonus 1 month supply with your first order, so you can see that I'm telling you the truth. Super Beats, loaded with dietary nitrates, antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, all the good stuff. Not coffee, Super Beats, functional food for circulation. It helps create nitric oxide in your body so that the blood gets to your brain, to your muscles, to all your organs. Super Beats. Stamina like you wouldn't believe. All natural, and it doesn't taste like vegetables. Call now, 800-655-4183 for your supply of Super Beats. Get a 30-day supply free with your first order. 800-655-4183. Or you can order at DougLikesBeats.com if you like. Get on the bandwagon. 800-655-4183 for your first supply of Super Beats.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from Canine Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
Well, 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 46 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria and I are going to have a discussion now, an adult conversation about television, which seems oxymoronic because there's not a lot of television that's actually programmed for adults. It's pretty much the lowest common denominator, unless you get into the weeds of some of the specialists on the cable shows. We were talking off the air about something that's quite a phenomenon. It's not new, but it's interesting how profitable these product placement deals are. There was one we were talking about on Modern Family with the Realtors Association that have advertised here on this program. There are plenty, like Coca-Cola gets it, and I think, isn't it on America's Voice or America's, what are those TV shows?
You see America's Coca-Cola. Got Talent, yeah. You see different cups that are there in front of the judges,
right.
Whatever
yeah.
It is, Pepsi or Coke, I don't remember.
Yeah. I mean, that's not an accident. Oh, you think these people just came in from outside and they walked up to the stage and they put their cup of Dunkin' Donuts coffee?
Right. Well, on The Voice, they have an actual Starbucks in the waiting room where all the contestants wait, and see the baristas making coffee for everybody. So, yeah, I mean, Starbucks is a huge partner for The Voice.
Is coffee good for your singing voice?
I don't know. They don't really get into that.
That's an interesting question.
Yep.
All right, so, Victoria, what do we have on TV tonight to look forward to?
Oh, well, I know you're going to love this one, Doug. Number one trending show for tonight, The Real Housewives of New York City.
Yeah. All right, I'll be watching that.
On CBS at 8 is a new episode of Big Brother. On USA Tonight at 10.
Can I stop you there for a second?
Yes.
What's the fascination with Big Brother?
I don't know.
Okay.
But there is, I don't watch it myself, but there is fascination. But I can't tell you why. I don't know.
Okay.
It's just the voyeurism, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Tonight at 10 on USA is the all-musical episode of Royal Pains. This is the final season of the series, and we're getting down to the last couple episodes. So now you'll get to see Henry Winkler and all of your favorite cast members singing their little hearts out tonight on Royal Pains. And a new episode of Master Chef over on Fox. And if you're interested at all in the Olympics, I don't think anyone here is, but you can watch the Olympic trials, the swimming finals are tonight at 8 p.m. on NBC.
Yeah, they've been doing all that stuff. Their coverage of the Olympics, they got a boost. They had the gymnastics stuff earlier in the week.
And Ryan Lochte, who won the gold in the last Olympics, he didn't even qualify yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, it was yesterday or the day before. He didn't even qualify. So.
Serious competition. All right, what else?
Yep. And also another new show, which I'm sure, Doug, you are just going to be tuned into. On VH1, tonight is the first episode of Season 3 of Dating Naked.
Yeah!
Actually, what it sounds like, it's two people in Bora Bora on a quest for love, and they have to date naked.
Why, they show everything?
It's blurred out on TV, but in what they're filming is they're naked. It's very weird.
10 before the hour.
As a
doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Past the hour, time for puppy love. Warren Eckstein is in charge of puppy love, or cow love, any kind of love, animal love. He's the animal that you have's best friend for lots of different reasons, comes up with expert advice. You can hear that every day on this program. Also has interesting conversations about the nuance of taking care of your pet, what special stories there are. I love Warren and his approach. You can also hear him on the Pet Insider, which is a podcast. One podcast. You can go to WarrenEckstein.com, PetShow.com, HugsAndKisses.com. Hugs and Kisses, by the way, is Warren's mineral and vitamin supplement source. He has a line for dogs and a line for cats. You might want to check them out. I always gave that stuff to Charlotte, and she thrived. She lived a lot longer than any bulldog anybody else can remember, and part of it was because of Warren's attention and hugs and kisses. So you can check it out at hugsandkisses.com. In a moment, we find out about a law that's about to be passed in Massachusetts that's right up your alley, so to speak, Warren. That's next year on Good Day.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over. Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored.
I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored.
That's affirmative, Control.
God, you're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes?
That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want.
Wow, that is exciting.
Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
55 and change after the hour. Warren Eckstein is here. The Massachusetts Senate has passed legislation to improve areas of law dealing with the sale and treatment of dogs and cats. The act, Warren, ensures that puppies and kittens are bred and sold in safe and healthy environments. There's something called the Puppy Lemon Law. Ever hear about the Puppy Lemon Law?
I believe New Jersey had a Puppy Lemon Law years ago, where if the puppy was purchased from a pet store and for whatever reason there was, you know, the vet said it was there was a problem, you had the opportunity of returning. But see, it's a great law, and I'm really, really glad that they have it. I just wish people wouldn't be breeding so much. But here's my problem with it. You go, you purchase a dog at a pet store, which you should never do, by the way. But you purchase a dog at a pet store, you bring it home. After an hour and a half, Doug, you're in love. This dog loves you, you love this dog. What are the chances of you bringing this dog back?
Not much.
All right. So in other words, that's always kind of been my problem with the lemon law aspect. What I really prefer is what's going on around the country now, where rather than selling puppies and kittens at pet stores, they're taking puppies and kittens from the humane societies and shelters to the pet stores and having them adopted there. And the stores are still making money because when people go to adopt the pet there, they pay a little fee, but they're also buying supplies for the dog or cat. So I think that's the better approach.
Yeah, that's great. So Massachusetts will be having, the East Coast cities have this puppy lemon law, which gives your owner an option if you unknowingly purchase a sick pet. It used to be that, and that's why they passed the law, that the stores would tell you to go pound sand. Now they have to take, it's like a car dealership. You've got to buy a bad car, you give it back to them.
Yeah, but what happens to the dog?
That's exactly my point. You think they're going to put the money? It's kind of like they forget the fact that they're dealing with something that's not a car. It's not a typewriter or a computer. But the bottom line is, what happens to the dog is exactly right. If the dog, let's say, has some type of situation where it needs some medical care, I mean, he's probably not going to get that medical care. They're probably just going to sell that dog to somebody else, to someone else, to someone else. So the bottom line is, you should sue them and try to get some money if the dog needs veterinary care. But the bottom line is, who's going to return the dog back to a pet store knowing that the dog is not going to survive?
I see a magazine called Feline that lists the cover as you holding up a white cat and a bunch of cats all around, no dogs. It looks like a ranch someplace.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. That was a picture taken at an organization called Delta Rescue. Delta is one of the largest sanctuaries in the country. They're based in Acton, California. And they have about 400 or 500 cats in a sanctuary and over 1,200 dogs. And I think that picture was taken there. It's like a little bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the outdoor areas where these cats hang out, and they live this amazing life for the rest. They're not adopted. This is a sanctuary. So these cats and these dogs that were rescued from the streets and then from the deserts, they spend their entire life at this sanctuary, and it's just an incredible place.
Yeah, that's a good one. And you did a podcast. Check out his podcast, Warren's podcast.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.